Pray Dirty to Me. Written by Aria Lorendier and read by Litra. A supernatural Gabriel/Sam fic. With the additional tags for reverse verse, Sam's an angel, who has no sexual experience, dirty talking, dirty praying, ensues, because Gabriel wants to tap that. Hard. Summary. A reverse verse where Gabriel is the righteous man and Samuel is the angel of the Lord who has pulled him out of hell. Gabriel's thoughts and prayers start getting a little dirty. All because of one kinda, sorta, but not really innocent question. It was all his fault. All of it. Without question. Gabriel settled back against the headboard, undoing the button of his pants, then working the zipper down slowly. Cass was gone to the library for the rest of the afternoon. He had the hotel to himself, to try this out. Not that it was going to work, because porno prayers were not a thing. Even if he wanted to make them a thing. Damn it. Fucking angels and their all-knowing innocence. It wasn't fair. And all because he'd asked an innocent, well, mostly innocent question. Gabriel closed his eyes, thinking back to last week, when he'd blown any hope of keeping his thoughts around Sam the holier-than-thou angel innocent.
What do you mean you haven't had sex? You've been around for a millennia, or longer, or whatever. You're literally older than dirt, Sam. How can you have not had sex? Sex is awesome.
Samuel frowned at Gabriel and rose from his seat. I'm not ignorant of carnal desires and impulses between members of your species, Gabriel. Gabriel took another bite of his burger and looked at Sam.
Fair enough, but you've never experienced them?
No, I have never seen the point in wasting my time with such base stimuli. Your species has been built to enjoy such couplings, Samuel said, frowning at the hunter in front of him.
What about Jared?
Gabriel gave a wave towards Sam, a few pieces of lettuce falling onto the table.
My vessel?
Samuel tilted his head to the side. What of him?
Has he not?
Gabriel shrugged and took another large bite.
Experienced carnal relations?
He rolled his eyes and continued to watch the angel.
Of course, he is human. Gabriel laughed and shook his head. You've got a lot to learn about the human race. First and foremost is that we don't like the same things. Fine, then. Tell me what Jared liked.
Samuel thought for a moment. His attraction was not tied to a specific gender. He garnered attention from both male and female. He did not prefer one over the other.
Batting for both teams. I can appreciate that in a fellow dude. All right, what else?
Gabriel took a sip of his beer and smirked at the angel. Sam appeared to shift in place, uncomfortable with the question.
He had no one position that he favored over others,
Samuel thought for a moment.
He would perhaps have been a good fit for your sexual desires. You tend to prefer to be the alpha in any situation, the one in control. Jared preferred his consorts to assume the role you take.
Gabriel eyed Sam for a long moment, trying to imagine someone with that body submitting to anyone else. He licked his lips. Right up his alley.
So he preferred to be fucked instead of fuck. All right. That probably meant he was with more dudes than chicks.
Samuel cleared his throat and looked away from Gabriel. He has dated an average of both genders. There were always alternative options when his chosen of the evening did not...
Wait, wait, wait! Gabriel held up a hand, trying to keep the laughter down. Are you telling me Jared had chicks fuck him with a strap on?
That should not be as hot as it was. At all.
But fuck! Now that he was thinking about it, he couldn't stop.
I believe that we have exhausted this particular line of questioning, Gabriel,
Sam said, striding to the other side of the room. When Castiel returns from researching, send a prayer and I will return. Gabriel watched Sam disappear and dropped the half of his burger that he no longer had an appetite for. Fuck. That body. That body had... He groaned and pushed himself up and out of the chair, heading for the shower. Well, one tried-and-true method to take care of this.
He'd officially given up trying to keep his thoughts clean. Sam only came when Castiel called now, an odd reverse of their previous habit when Sam arrived at his immediate request. Gabriel pushed his jeans down his thighs and then did the same with his boxers. Another hotel, another salt and burn, that Cass was busy researching. Plenty of time for a little experiment.
Dear Sam, saintly angel of the Lord that I want to climb like a fucking tree. Listen up, and listen good. I'm not in danger, and neither is Cass. But I want to let you in on a little human nuance. I know you've got a boner for how different humans are from angels. Gabriel gave a slow rub down his erection with the heel of his hand and arched up with a groan. So here's the deal. I know you can read my mind. Read mine, and I'll blow yours. I'll show you just how good sex can be without you ever experiencing a second of it. Then, you know, if you want to take me up on anything you see, well, I'll be waiting. Gabriel flicked open the bottle of lube he'd had next to him and grinned at the scent. Cherries. That probably confuses you. I don't care. I like your confused face. He closed his eyes and trailed his fingers over his thighs, spreading his legs on the bed. The little wrinkle between your brows. I love that face. I want to smooth out those wrinkles with my thumb. He took a slow breath. You know, Sam, there are so many things I would do to your body. I know Jared isn't in there anymore after everything that happened, that he's up in heaven, but damn. You have to understand how gorgeous you are. I could spend months learning every piece of your body. Gabriel squeezed a little bit of lube into his palm and wrapped his hand around his dick. He gave a low groan, his hips arching off the bed. Certain spots feel better than others. That's just the nature of how all things work. I have to wonder if you've ever touched yourself. Gabriel panted, stroking himself firmly. If you've ever learned how good your hand can feel, or even just a little friction? A small laugh escaped him. Easiest thing in the world to get yourself off against the sheets when you're young. Gabriel swallowed and teased his fingers along the tip of his cock, spreading the pre-cum that had gathered there. Takes a while to learn how to make it feel good with your hands, but you learn. Learn just how good it can be. You never want to stop. There was nothing in the room but the sound of his breathing and his hand lube slick, moving steadily over his cock. It was easy enough to imagine Sam standing at the edge of the bed, watching him as he got off. It's even better, first time someone else touches you. You've gotten used to your own calluses and how your fingers feel. Then someone else touches you. You come harder than you ever have in your life. Gabriel gave a small gasp. You've got big hands, Sam. I've imagined what they would feel like wrapped around my dick far too many times to possibly be healthy. Gabriel stopped his hand and fought for a measure of control. He didn't want to end his prayer too soon. You're curious, Sam. You're so curious about humans. I'd love to see you put your curiosity to use, to see if you could make me moan, make me lose it and come screaming your name. I'm noisy in bed, Sam. I'd shout your name to heaven and earth. He paused, thinking that he had heard the beat of wings that normally meant Dean or Sam was about to join them, but when he looked around, the room remained empty. Gabriel settled back into the bed again and chuckled. I wouldn't mind if you watched, you know. I'd like to see if it does anything to you. You, while you were in your vessel. See if you reacted. I bet you're proportional, by the way. Gabriel closed his eyes again and hummed. I bet it's perfect. Your cock, by the way. if you hadn't picked up on what I'm fantasizing about. The things I do to you, Sam. Ask any of the guys I've fucked. I give amazing head. I'd take my time with you, too. Tease you, bring you straight to the edge, and then make you sit there begging me to come. He gasped and twisted his hand along the tip, shuddering hard, bucking into the touch. I've imagined it. What you look like when you beg. What you'd look like, naked and hard, all muscles, your body straining. You probably wouldn't even know how to hold back. Fuck. Gabriel whispered, the thought making another large blurt of pre-cum escape from the tip of his cock. You know what else I've imagined? Those lips of yours. Let's talk about how many times I've thought of fucking your lips, my dick sliding between them while you sucked nice and hard. I'd even pull on your hair, Sam. Pull you closer, make you take more of me in. He started to stroke himself faster. Another thought occurred to him, and Gabriel chuckled. I bet you don't have a gag reflex. You don't need to breathe, so why on earth would you have one? Damn, that's hot! I'd fuck your mouth so hard, Sam. Use you, watch your lips get swollen and red as you sucked me down. He panted, squirming on the sheets, digging his heels into the mattress. That's not even talking about the actual fucking. Damn, Sam, the things I would have you do to me, and the things that I would do to you. I'd want you beneath me. I'd make you scream. Gabriel growled, his orgasm growing in his belly. I'd make sure you were on your back, looking at me, your eyes almost black, your pupils dilated so much. Your long legs would be wrapped around my waist, and you would have your hands tangled in the sheets. I know you would, because you'd be too afraid to hurt me if you were holding on to me. Gabriel bit back on his lip, holding back a groan. Never mind that I've already got your handprint on me. He panted and squirmed on the sheets. Shit, Sam, I'm so close. I wish you were here. And I could teach you how good this feels, and how good it feels to be human. This feels so perfect, I swear. He stroked faster, his other hand dropping down to rub at the patch behind his balls. Old school, easy prostate stimulation. There's so much that feels good, Sam. And I'd show you everything, kiss you everywhere, my lips and tongue all over every inch of that body, worshipping you. You deserve it, Sam. You deserve to be devoured and loved like that. Gabriel gasped, and could feel himself right on the knife edge before his orgasm would wash over him. He clenched his eyes tighter, his hands flying over his dick. I want to hear you say my name, Sam. Say it, scream it, shout it, beg it, all of it. I want to hear you say my name every way it can be said. Please, please, I want to hear it. Gabriel. His back arched off the bed, a shout escaping him as he finally fucking flew over the edge and headfirst into orgasm. Gabriel came harder than he had in a really long fucking time and fell back into the mattress, panting. Imagining Sam say his name like that had been a bit much, even for his imagination. He sucked in a deep breath and looked around. Nope. No bookworm-obsessed angels standing around watching him get off. Good. He settled into the bed, grabbing his shirt and wiping off the ropes of cum on his stomach. No matter how sexy it was in the moment, not worth it afterwards. Gabriel sighed and stretched. Damn, that had felt good. Now if only the stupid angel had been listening. Now maybe he would have a clue. Samuel stood in the corner of the room, where he had been for far too long. He had known the nature of this prayer the second Gabriel had begun to speak to him. Normally he would have not bothered to visit until he was certain that Gabriel had finished his self-ministrations. However, the challenge in Gabriel's voice had drawn him in. He had kept himself invisible to the human eye and watched as Gabriel continued to speak to him. His vessel had reacted to the words, as perhaps all humans would have. He looked down and frowned at his erection, protruding from his tan slacks. Samuel fought the urge to insist Gabriel tell him what he must do to relieve the itch now present under his skin. The human's words had been an intoxicating promise to listen to, almost musical in their quality, the beat, the tempo. It had increased until the very end when Gabriel had asked for something he had not expected. Despite the way he insisted upon chastising Gabriel for the way he lived and ate, Samuel understood why it was necessary. He did not see the need for Gabriel to hear him say his name. Yet he had done it. Regardless, and almost given away his presence, it had been a lure, impossible to resist, as Gabriel himself had been. He willed himself away with a thought, to one of his favorite places in the entire world, the top of a rarely climbed mountain in Italy. It was quiet here, far easier to think on the mystery that was his hunter. Samuel closed his eyes to allow himself to leave his vessel, and found his thoughts consumed by the images and sounds of the hunter pleasuring himself, while calling out his own name. He steadied himself on the rocks of the mountain, fighting to work through the thoughts of Gabriel that refused to cease.